Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. Welcome back, everybody. I gotta keep rocking this. The last few videos I've been wearing my failure is fiction shirt. Why? Because I believe that with all my heart. I think failure is just an unwanted outcome. It is fiction. It is not real. And if you can believe that, fear can disappear pretty quick, because the fear of failure is the number one fear across the board. Really, I think across the world, the fear of failure. Let's get into today. Law number six. We're at the final law of this savage mindset, this savage mentality, and how to level up any area of your life. We went over law one, supreme accountability. Law two, all-in commitment. Law three, vision. Law four, taking action. Law five, you are the general of your army. And your army, those around you, your army determines your apex. The last one, the last and final law of this savage mentality is enjoy. I love it. How could you say enjoy without smiling? Enjoy, evaluate, and evolve. Enjoy, evaluate, and evolve. This is so crucial. And I'll tell you why. Because if you look at the first few laws, think about a vision you've set for yourself. And that vision could change over time. I think a lot of us believe, myself included, for a long time thought, okay, this is my vision. This is like, I thought I was going to compete in physique forever. I just thought that was it. I loved it. I'm going to do it. I started in 2012 and I did my last show, I believe, in 2015 or 16. It lasted 4 years because I came up with a new vision of where I wanted to take things. I wanted to set this world record that I eventually set. I wanted to run my first marathon. I was able to do that. Then ultra marathons, and it just evolved. So the vision changed. And if I did not evaluate and evolve, I would have stayed the same and maybe just got frustrated and not come up with the new me, what I wanted to turn myself into after competing in physique for 4 or 5 years. The first one, enjoy. I just think this is so powerful, because what is life if we're not enjoying it? This hit me like a punch to the gut. The first Savage Adventure Camp that I hosted was this. We ran 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. It was in March of 2023. It was before Savage Adventure Camp was a thing. I just wanted to host people, get people together, and run this 4x48. I thought there was going to be 6 people to show up. I had this small cabin rented. 22 ended up signing up. We got a problem now. I had to get a bigger lodge, which was a blessing and a half. It was amazing. And that spawned Savage Adventure Camp. There was a moment before we went out on the first run at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. was the first run. And I was uptight and I was nervous. I wanted everyone to have a good time. I wanted to make sure everything was perfect. It's not possible. It's never going to be perfect. And I had this moment with a buddy of mine who was there. And he looked at me about a half hour before we went out for the first run. And he said, "Can you believe what you created?" Now, first off, I am not good at I'll take full blame, not full credit, because full credit was not mine. I was helped by a lot of different people, mentors, people beside me, people who signed up for the event, even helped me to create it. It wasn't just me. But the moment hit me where I thought, oh, look what's happening at this event. And I'm missing it because I'm in my own head focused on all the things that could go wrong. I'm not in the moment. I wasn't present until he said that. And then boom, thank God he said it too, because I had to give the little opening speech beforehand. And I was in the right mindset after he said that. I'm so blessed that that was brought up. Enjoy. It's this moment, because this is the only moment we have, is right now. Wherever you currently are, this is the only moment that's there, guaranteed. Right now. Then right now. Then right now. 5 minutes from now is not guaranteed. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. You better believe a year from now is not guaranteed. So let's enjoy right now. There's a joke that I'm going to screw up, but I'm going to try to remember it, that it's something like this guy goes on a trip and he mails a postcard back to, I think, his sister. The sister's like, mail me a postcard when you get there. He mails her a postcard and the postcard says, vacation was great. I wish I was there. This guy sends it. Obviously, he was actually on vacation, but he wasn't mentally. So he really wasn't there. He didn't get a chance to enjoy it, which I think is a very funny story, but a powerful takeaway. Enjoy right now. And then, of course, evaluate and evolve. To me, that's at least twice a year. There's this wheel of life that we went over, we go over at our Savage Adventure Camp, some of them. And in the wheel of life, there's seven sections. I'm looking at the one that I filled out just about a month ago. The seven sections are health, relationships, spirituality, career slash mission, finances, fun slash recreation, and contribution slash giving back. And you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How well are you doing in the last, and if you do it every 6 months, how well did you do the last 6 months? If you do it once a year, how'd I do over the course of the last year? At least do this once a year so you have some guidance as to where you're going. And let's say you look at the wheel and the health and relationships. Those are the two lowest. Okay, maybe they're both a 3. Then you think about, okay, here's, and this is where the evolve part comes in, evaluate and evolve. What would it take for me to get from that 3 to a 4 in my health? What would that take? Not from a 3 to a 9. How do I get from a 3 to a 4? What would that look like? Maybe it's as simple as right now you don't work out. It's 15 minutes a day. You're going to go for a walk. That's it. That'll take you from a 3 to a 4. Because here's what you need to be careful in the best way about. That 15 minutes that you go for that walk, a lot of times, I've heard this countless times, that turns into a 20-minute walk. Because now you're feeling better. That turns into a 30-minute walk. That turns into a 40-minute walk. Then it turns into a 20-minute jog and a 20-minute walk. Then it turns into a 30-minute jog, 10-minute. You know where I'm going. Before you know it, you're signing up for an Ironman. I mean, this is real. This is really what happens. But it does not happen if we don't evaluate and evolve and then grow and then do it again. Somebody said to me the other day, I'll be honest, I don't even remember what the context was. It's probably a couple months ago. They said, Matt, like, I think they were trying to insult me maybe. And they said, you've changed. And my immediate knee-jerk response was, thank you so much. If I'm the same person this year as last year, as 5 years ago, what am I doing? Tony Robbins says it all the time. The key to happiness is progress. It's growth. We must keep growing if we really want to be happy. And if you think about it in your own life, it's so true, isn't it? It's amazing to look back and see some of the most difficult times were actually the best times, and you grew through it and you're happy, especially as you push through those limiting beliefs and those setbacks and you keep growing and it just builds on that happiness. And maybe it's a struggle, but the journey gets you through it, and then you build more confidence and you're even happier. So make sure the final step of this whole process is clearly to enjoy. That should be in every step. Do your best to enjoy. And then once you go through those first 5 steps, evaluate and evolve. And you can evaluate any of the 5. If you think about it, law number 1, supreme accountability. Let's evaluate. Am I being accountable now to any area you're looking at? Or am I blaming other people for my businesses, for my finances, for my health, for my sobriety? Am I blaming? Where can I take more accountability? What's my truth? Or if you take another one, we talked about vision, that could change. Action could change. You have to evolve and evaluate action. What actions now do I need to take? You did it last year. Okay, those are the actions you took. Now we need to evolve and change. What actions do I need to take now? Same goes for the general of your army. Same goes for all in commitment. Maybe what's your deep reason why for being all in committed has shifted a little bit. Maybe it's changed slightly. Maybe it's fully changed. But make sure you keep evaluating and evolving as time goes on. And then, of course, always enjoy the moment, because this moment is the only one we have. You got the six laws. Just commit those to memory. It's amazing how you can run through these laws in any area of your life. I promise you. I did this. The way I came up with these six laws, I should have done a little more on this, is reverse engineering how I overcame my own setbacks. It's exactly how these were created. Alcoholic. It started out with supreme accountability. Then I had to be committed. What was I going to do? Then I had to have a vision of where I wanted to go. Then I had to take action. Then the general of my army, I had to get around sober people. And then, of course, enjoy, evaluate, and evolve. You already heard me talk about that. I went through the same process going through divorce. All right, supreme accountability. I am now divorced. I am now single. You have to commit to this, because so many people, and I interviewed a lot of them, still talked about their ex in such a negative light. And it's like, no, like, it's over. That happened. I've learned from it. That happened. But that's supreme accountability. Then I had to be all in on me. Where, who am I now? What's my why? Because it changed. Then the vision is totally different. It shifted completely what my vision was, in really the best way. And I feel so blessed to have gone through the divorce process. I regret nothing with the time I spent with my ex-wife. I wish her well when I think about her, pray about her. But I definitely came up with a more powerful vision afterwards. And then you take action. The actions are completely different. General of your army. Well, she's not in my army anymore. And a lot of her friends are not either. So I got to go all in more on people that I align with. And that's the group that I've built around me now. So you always, and then of course, enjoy, evaluate, evolve. That can go through any process. When I've gone through my Achilles tear, a bad injury, you can use this process. In just any area of your life where you're struggling, finances, you're struggling. All right, what's the truth? The truth is we have this much in credit card debt. We have this much in car loans. We have this much in student loan debt. And then you show the truth. That's where it starts. Law number one. Law number two, you go all in on fixing it. What's our why? Why do we want to get better with our finances? Right? Law number three is the vision. Where are you going with your finances now? And so on. I don't need to go through it again, but you can use this in any area. These laws work. They've worked for me. They've worked for people I've interviewed on the podcast. They've worked for people that I've worked with client-wise, people that I've spoken to. It works if you follow the process. It's amazing what can happen. It's worked for a lot of our Savage Adventure campers as well, as we've talked them through and gone through some of these steps. There's a reason for everything. And Savage Adventure Camp is like the action piece. The general of your army piece is a ton of that. And supreme accountability, of course. And we've done vision stuff too. Who do you want to become after camp? How do you want to keep the momentum going? These laws work. I appreciate you joining in, getting all six laws in front of you, and I'd love to hear some feedback on how you're using them. They can stand alone. Somebody asked me this, a few people asked me this in a speech, and then I've gotten some DMs about it. Yes, they can stand alone, of course. Like, you can just have a vision and focus on the vision. But vision with no action is delusion. Keep that in mind. You need to have the action behind the vision. And I think action probably stands alone better than most, where massive action can cure a lot of things. But yes, the laws can stand alone, but when worked together, are much, much more powerful and much more cohesive. And then it changes your beliefs. Like, that's the overarching theme too. All six of these, you can start changing your beliefs. You level up what you believe you can do. And then it gets real fun. Then it gets real fun. I hope you've enjoyed all six of these. I'll keep doing some follow-ups each year. This is what I'm committed to. I love all six of these. I think they work. I know they work. They've worked for me in many of my setbacks in life and just any area I've wanted to level up in. I hope they work for you as well. Any feedback is much appreciated on how you're using them. Much love, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.